From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour to anything@kera.org. And starting us off today, we've got a couple of Super Bowl questions in this stack here. But starting us off is Shushant, who asks, why is a football championship game always called a bowl, like a Super Bowl, Rose Bowl, Pro Bowl, etc.? Why bowl? 800-933-5372. Jennifer in Tonga is a Peace Corps volunteer in the Kingdom of Tonga. And she writes, I'm trying to update and organize a high school library, and I listen to your show via podcast. We have a great set of 15th edition Encyclopedia Britannica Micropedia. She says, however, we're missing volume 7. I've tried searching online for a place to buy one volume of an encyclopedia set and haven't come up with anything. She says, I'm hoping one of your listeners can give me a lead on finding it. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Dennis says, I was listening to the radio on my drive home on Monday, February 8th, and heard a Scottish folk singer. I meant to follow up on her because her songs are so good, but I can't remember her name. Does anyone remember? He says, I remember saying that she wrote a song to her daughter, and I think the song was called Daisy, but I can't find it anywhere. This was Monday, February 8th. On the drive home, might have been an All Things Considered episode. So if someone's near the NPR.org on the Giga web, maybe they can look it up and ask us. Roy in Fort Worth writes, the cameras spent a lot of time during the Who Super Bowl halftime show focused on the young man playing drums. Who was this? Well, that was Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son. He's been in The Who since 1994. he's really a fantastic drummer. And Roy says, I think some of his mannerisms looked a lot like Keith Moon. Roy also wants to know who was the bass player, because he thought he looked a little bit like John Entwistle. And I'm curious who the organ player was and who was the slightly edge-looking guitarist back there. Does anybody know who the rest of the Who's auxiliary personnel were? Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk to Larry in Denton. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Got an astronomy question for you. Makes you want to think about something.
Okay.
Let's say, for instance, the Hubble telescope takes a picture of a star that's, let's say, 100 million miles away. It's taken the light that Hubble has gotten, it's taken that light 100 million years to get to the telescope.
Yeah, if it's 100 million light years, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Who's to say that star is still there?
Exactly. It may not be still there because you're looking at it in the past.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is something, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. They go, oh, it might not be.
It takes our own star's light apparently about 8 minutes to reach us, so we don't really even know if it's there either, do we?
Well, in about 10 minutes, I think we would.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, take care. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. This is a topical question from Jeanette, who writes, when an area of the country is exceptionally bad weather, like a blizzard, a hurricane, etc., how do the TV reporters and the weather reporters manage to get to the area when all the flights are canceled, all the airports are closed? And Jeanette also says, asks, what do TV anchors do when they're not on the air? I don't know if that's a question we can really answer, but maybe one of them will call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything@kera.org. Crescencio wants to know, if you knock over a fire hydrant like my friend did, do you have to pay for it? 800-933-5372. Where's that question from Eric driving from? Here he is. Eric in Dallas. The Eric, by the way. Says, I've been commuting Denton to Dallas on I-35 for 16 years. It seems to me that the road is deteriorating in big chunks like I've never seen before, especially the stretch of I-35E southbound between 635 and a little past the Loop 12 split. But it seems the same all the way from Denton to Dallas, with big, chunky potholes forming and getting larger daily. Eric asks, is there a reason for this? Did the state get a bad batch of road mix? Or am I imagining things? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Linda in Fort Worth. Hello, Linda.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, on free television, a big black box appears on the programming, and this is through all stations that I can get that are free. It never appears during the commercials. It always appears during programs. Some programs have it, some don't. And what is that box, and
it's
how
around,
do I get rid of it?
So it's around your you have a you have sort of a widescreen television, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and it's all the way around the program. So the
no,
the
it's
show,
in the center.
Oh, it is. It's in the middle of the picture.
Yes. Yeah, so all you can sometimes see is the head. You don't get the rest of the picture.
Well, it's got to be some sort of a menu setting. Maybe someone will call. Surely someone listening will know how to help
you
fix that.
Never on commercials. And it's never, it's always on, like, the same programs. Like the Super Bowl had
right.
it, for example. But when the commercials for the Super Bowl came on, it went off.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll ask. I mean, I'm no expert because my television is rather old.
Yeah, but this is free television.
Right, okay. Well,
okay.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I actually have an answer about the Who's bass player.
Okay.
His name is Pino Palladino. I believe he's British, and he's been playing with John Mayer for probably the past 4 or 5 years.
He's pretty.
That's how I first heard of him.
Pretty famous guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
But I don't know who the other guys are, only him.
Well, hang on. I've got someone. Let's see. George emailed us some other touring members for The Who, if you want to stay on the line here.
Okay.
Simon Townsend is the rhythm guitarist and backing vocals and has played with The Who from 96 and 97 and then 2002 to now. Pino Palladino has been in the band since 2002. Zach Starkey. Okay, this says 1996 to present. And John Rabbit Bundrick has played keyboards and backing vocals for The Who. Let's see, 79 to 81 and 85 to present. So he's been in the band since just after Keith Moon died. So there you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
great.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Last week we had a question about gluten-free foods. Alice in Dallas wrote us and says, the Pearl Cup on Henderson and McMillan in Dallas often has gluten-free bakery items, but it depends on the day. David, I think in Fort Worth, hello David, says gluten-free products are available at Sublime Bakery on Bel Air Drive South in Fort Worth. He says it's just off Bryant Irvin. It's called Sublime Bakery, just off Bryant Irvin north of I-20. Micheline also says Sublime Bakery in Fort Worth and says that they ship cross-country. And also, Micheline recommends The Cupboard Natural Foods and Cafe in Denton. They have a vegan chocolate cake. Beth, writing from somewhere, says Sprinkles Cupcakes recently added a gluten-free red velvet cupcake. And the question we had about the big hill next to I-35 in Oklahoma City, Stan in Durant, sounds like Stan probably knows, says regarding the hill next to I-35 in Norman, Oklahoma, so I used to live in the Oklahoma City area, and here's the story I heard. Stan says the hill, often referred to as Gun Hill, was supposed to be the backstop for the gunnery range at Max Westheimer Airport, which was originally built as a Navy airfield in 1941. He says, I do not recall seeing the hill the last time I drove by that area, as it is undergoing a great deal of development. He says this is the hill that was west of the airport and east of I-35. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Marcus in Dallas. Hello, Marcus.
Hey there, Jeff.
Yes, go right ahead.
Got an answer to the black box on your TV?
Yeah.
I had a problem with it. It looks like it is a caption setting, so you need to go to your menus and turn off certain captions, and that'll get rid of it.
Oh, okay. Turn off the captions. Great. Thanks so much.
All righty.
Let's talk to Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, does that sound like the answer? Oh, Jeff's gone. How about Emily in Dallas? Hey, Emily, does that sound like that's the right answer?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Danny in Denton writes, I'm looking for a place in DFW that sells recycled and reclaimed building materials. Says, I know of a few places that sell reclaimed fixtures like Discount Home Warehouse and Seconds and Surplus, but I'm looking more for a place that would sell reclaimed and recycled wood, beams, studs, etc. Says, I'm building a shed and would like to use recycled wood for cost environmental reasons. Well, Danny, there's a place, it's way down in downtown Dallas called Orr Reed Wrecking. And they have all kinds of stuff like that. And it's down, it's down near, it used to be industrial. I think it's called Riverfront Boulevard now. And Corinth, near where the Longhorn Ballroom is. Orr Reed, O-R-R-R-E-E-D. And that's in downtown Dallas. There's also the Habitat for Humanity has some restores around the area. So you might just look at Habitat for Humanity's website and check out their restores. If anybody else has a suggestion, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Sean wrote and says, I live in Richardson, and in 2007 and 2008, they were talking about creating free Wi-Fi for the city, and I can no longer find info on this. Does anybody know what's up with that? Martin lives in Carrollton and has a dead toaster, bread machine, various bits of computer hardware, and writes that it seems irresponsible to throw them in the trash, but I don't think I can put them in my big blue bin either. Does anyone know where I can dispose of such items in Carrollton? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Let's talk to Ramus in Dallas. Hello, Ramus.
I was wondering, when the two top baseball teams are playing in the final,
mm-hmm.
why do they call it World Series? Since clearly there's no other teams from other countries participating. Where did they get that World Series name?
It's a great question. We'll see if someone has an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. This just in. I've just been handed this note, and Alice in Dallas writes that the Scottish singer that was on the station on Monday, it was actually on The World, and her name is Corinne Paulwart, P-O-L-W-A-R-T, and Alice says she was really good. So check out The World online, and I bet there's a link to Corinne Paulwart, K-A-R-I-N-E, P-O-L-W-A-R-T. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Kate in Plano writes and asks, what is the recommendation for height and weight for children to ride in the front seat? She says, I know the law changed last year for booster seats for 8 years old or 56 inches, and there isn't a law, but what is recommended for safety? And Paul in Farmers Branch writes, I've noticed that there is a new, more soothing announcer who does the emergency alert announcement on KERA. And by the way, if you haven't figured it out, that is the greatness of Harry Shearer. You might remember him from, Spinal Tap, A Mighty Wind. He's on The Simpsons. He was here. And our very own director of operations, Eric Bright, managed to convince him to record our EAS test, and that's who you're hearing these days. Paul wants to know, why is it done so often? Well, we do it, and I checked with Eric before the show. We run a weekly that's required and a monthly that's required. So really, you're only hearing it five times a month or six times a month if there's 5 weeks on KERA. But Paul wants to know, it says it seems to me that people are more likely to ignore it the more often they hear it. If it's a test, how can it fail? And what would be lost if you simply didn't broadcast it? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, you're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. And last week we had the question about making your own detergent, your own laundry detergent, and where to get ingredients, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see, Maria, a KERA member, thank you, Maria, writes, To answer the gentleman inquiring about sourcing ingredients for homemade washing detergent, Marie says, my recipe uses washing soda and borax, both of which are generally easy to find in the detergents aisle of any grocery store. Marie says, Central Market at Lover's in Greenville and Dallas definitely carries both of them. She says, my recipe also calls for you to add grated bar soap. She says, I find Dr. Bonner's to work great, and again, Central Market, Whole Foods, or other health food stores stock a variety of scents if your local other chain grocer does not. And we also got an email from Hollis in Oak Cliff, who says, I've been making my own detergent for about a year, and she says it works great in my high-efficiency front-loading washer. And the recipes, the two recipes Hollis says she uses call for just four ingredients. Arm & Hammer All-Natural Super Washing Soda, she says, which I found easily at the Dr. Pepper Kroger at Mockingbird in Greenville. Don't confuse this with baking soda, she says. 20 Mule Borax Laundry Natural Laundry Booster, which is found at nearly all grocery stores. Bar soap, which is grated for the recipe. Hollis says, I use Ivory soap, but any bar soap can be used. Some people use Castile soap, she says, but I haven't tried it. And tap water. She says, hope this helps. Thanks, Hollis. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Mark in Dallas. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I was calling about the reclaimed wood and salvage pieces.
Yeah.
There's a really couple places. There's one place off of Empire, just south of, southwest a little bit of the airport.
Empire Central, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, okay.
And it's, I believe it's something warehouse. I can't remember. It's reclaimed warehouse or...
Okay.
But it's a lot more, it's a little different than seconds and surplus and that type of stuff. It's really reclaimed stuff.
Okay.
And then there's...
That's in the Love Field area, right? Is that the Love Field area?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just south of Love Field.
All right.
And then there's a real estate company that I deal with that does a lot of rehabs, and they wind up with a lot of reclaimed stuff that they get rid of sometimes. But it's, I would only know the website. It's networthrealtyusa.com, and it's kind of hit or miss, but they do get some stuff out of some houses that they're rehabbing.
Great. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Have a great day. 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Jack calling from Dallas. Hello, Jack.
Actually, it's Lee Boryak. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah. I got a question for you here. With this cold weather, I'm trying to find people in Dallas that have firsthand experience with radiant floor heat for a home. I've got a house that's inch at 63, and I like to put radiant heat in the floors. And secondly, anybody who has personal experience or is an organization that has personal experience with solar panels on a roof.
Okay. Well, we'll ask.
For residential use.
Sure. We'll ask it on both of those and see if we get some suggestions for you.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Andreas wants to know if there's a place on the KERA or NPR websites to download the music used during interludes and after specific stories run during various shows. He says it's often quite beautiful and mostly instrumental. Well, on the NPR side at npr.org, you can usually go into the program rundown. So for Morning Edition or All Things Considered, you can go in the program rundowns for those shows, and actually for most of the network shows, and you can see what the piece is that they played, and sometimes there's a link there that you can click on, and it'll take you to a place where you can get it. We don't have that set up right now on kera.org, but it is something that we hope to build capacity for down the road. But in the meantime, if you hear something on Morning Edition or you hear something on All Things Considered in between stories, I think they call it a music button in the production parlance, the rundown parlance. That you hear or you see on the rundown, but you can check that out in the meantime. John writes about a phrase that he's not familiar with. He says, a friend of mine recently texted me the following message. I was thinking about you too today, comma, not only anyways. He says, I've never seen the phrase not only anyway or not only anyways used anywhere before. And to be honest, I have no idea what it means, even in context. He says, my friend grew up in Atlanta, but has spent time living in Western Europe and speaks a few languages. So my thought is that it's a Southern colloquialism or something she picked up from another language. Has anyone heard the phrase, not only anyway, used that way? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. A couple of answers. Brian in Plano has an answer on the EAS test, the Emergency Alert System test. He says the test requirements are laid out in federal law. Most of the system is voluntary. There is no federal requirement to broadcast a tornado warning, for example, but periodic tests are required for most broadcast stations. They serve to prove the station's required equipment is operational. Some stations are monitored by others for emergency alert system purposes, and both the sending and receiving stations are participating in the test in this case. Monthly tests are sent by monitored stations and must be relayed by others, so these serve as true tests of an alert cascading from origin throughout the region. And Brian's right. If you occasionally hear an EAS test that comes across the air on one station, it sounds like it's coming from another station. That's what you're hearing. That's the monthly test. And the test that we fire here manually each week is originating from KERA. Philip writes and says, I think the Dallas Library has free Wi-Fi. I think that might be in response to the Richardson question we had earlier. Daryl in Central Dallas says, salvage lumber and hardwood flooring used to be sold at Dynamite Salvage on CF Hahn Freeway. So if you search for Dynamite Salvage, maybe you can find that. And he says, entire World Book Encyclopedia sets can be had on eBay for $100. He says, old sets at least. It might be cost effective to just buy a whole used set. I think that's in response to Jennifer in Tonga. But Sean in Coppell has another response about the encyclopedia search. He says a great place to get individual encyclopedia volumes is Half Price Books, or at least it was a couple of years ago when I bought several that way. Thanks, Sean. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to a very patient Jim in Richardson. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jeff. Love the show.
Hey, thanks.
I was calling about the gluten-free foods question. And I know the lady who had asked the question was specific about bakeries and such.
Right.
I don't know of any very small individual bakeries, but Whole Foods, if you go to the counter, can give you a list of every gluten-free product that they sell in the store, which is pretty amazing. And then also Central Market, of course, carries a lot of gluten-free stuff. But as far as restaurants go, there's a local restaurant called Asian Mint. And they have a couple locations, but Asian Mint can make virtually their entire menu gluten-free. You have to ask for it. It is on the menu. But there are some other chain restaurants like Outback, P.F. Chang's, Payway, Carrabba's, Chili's. They all have gluten-free menus, but you have to ask for them.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Dimity in Plano writes that as a child, I learned the days of the week were named for objects in the sky and for the gods. In my part of the world, those gods were Old English or Norse. Tews, T-I-W, pronounced T-U-E, day was Tuesday. Woden's day was Wednesday, Thor's day, etc. For whatever reason, Dimity says, the United States uses these names for the days of the week. My question is, when did the middle day change from Wednesday to Wednesday, and why didn't the spelling change with it? Let's see. Roy wants to know about the space shuttle liftoff. It says, shortly after they clear the launch pad, they commence the rollover maneuver, whereby they appear to rotate about 180 degrees while ascending. He asks, what exactly is that, and what is the purpose of the rollover maneuver, and why is it necessary to get the shuttle safely into orbit? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Anthony in Dallas wants to, he says, I work from home and listen to your show freely. Well, thank you, Anthony. He says, I have an external hard drive that crashed. He says, I think the motor went. Do you know of anyone who can repair or retrieve my files for a reasonable price in the Dallas area? 800-933-5372. And Kate wants to know if there's anywhere in Dallas where you can go and have your tires aired up and checked on a regular basis without having to go to a major tire chain and wait in long lines. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And let's talk next to Mariana in Richardson. Hello, Mariana.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, I've been calling Anchor because we've been without electricity since last night, and we have a little girl, and we are kind of getting desperate because We don't know anything. I mean, I've been trying to call the electricity company. We don't know when the power is going to come or anything.
So you're just curious. So your question is, why is the power out in Richardson?
Well, I just want to know when.
Does anyone know? Right. Okay. Well, we'll see if someone has talked to the technicians, and maybe we can get an answer over the air for you. I would say that you're not alone. There are areas of East Dallas that have had no power, and I think Oak Cliff as well, just from people that I've heard from, because of trees. You know, the snow weighed a lot and knocked a lot of tree branches down. But we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Melissa in Dallas says, regarding Mount Norman in Norman, Oklahoma, as it was called by the locals. Melissa says, I lived in Norman for 22 years. She says it is no longer there. It was torn down a few years ago to build a Target and a shopping area. 800-933-5372 is where we find Michelle in Caddo Mills. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I have a couple of bar soaps that you can use in that laundry detergent mix. Zote, you can find it at Brookshire's. And also Fell's Naphtha, which is at most of your Kroger signature stores.
And what was the first one again?
Zote, Z-O-T-E.
Very good. Thanks so much.
And it works wonderful. Add a little bit of OxyClean also, about a cup of OxyClean, and it works wonderful in an HE.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
No problem. Have a great day.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Peter in Wise County writes, seemingly all programs, or all public radio programs, I think he means, have a five-minute space at the beginning for the news. We call it the news hole. He says, except for Car Talk, why do they not have the space? Well, some shows, Peter, don't have the news hole in their show. And some offer, quite a few actually, offer both the show with the hole for the news and a show with maybe a segment at the beginning that can be replaced by the newscast. But the Car Talk, I think Car Talk has always been that way. You know, you get the whole hour of Car Talk. Marla in Dallas writes that, about something that's bugged her for quite a while. She says, I live in Uptown, and there's a stretch of Lemon Avenue between Central and Turtle Creek Boulevard where there are actually two roads for each direction. She says, what I want to know is, why is the road that goes west called Lemon Avenue East? If anyone knows, call us. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next is Jerry in Dallas. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I have noticed, especially in North Dallas, that the city of Dallas is replacing the green lenses on traffic lights with teal or aqua colors. Now, why is that?
And they're brand new and they're that color. It's not like they've
yeah,
faded.
Yeah, they're brand new and they're changing all of them out, and some of them have a green and a teal or an aqua, and you can tell the difference right away, and they're changing them all over. I have no idea why they're doing it.
Okay, well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
All right, thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Let's see, via email at anything at kera.org, we heard from Gabriella, who says there's a place at Kingsley and Audelia where you can get your tires checked and changed. She says, they're very helpful and expensive, have removed nails from my tires patch, sold me a newer used one at Kingsley and Audelia, if you're in that area. Bill, writing from somewhere, maybe Carrollton, says the Energy Shop in Carrollton, Texas, offers sun power photovoltaic solar systems that generate electricity for your home or business. He says they have a website, Energy Shop Energy Shop Inc., all one word, .com. Mark reminds us, again, that Sprinkles has gluten-free cupcakes, and also says that the Cozy Kitchen on McKinney Avenue south of Knox has a mostly gluten-free breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. It's called Cozy Kitchen. Oh, and Marla says Cozy on McKinney Avenue has a large selection of gluten-free products, including the best brownies, she says, in her opinion. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lawrence in Irving. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a station at Naval Air Technical Training Center in on the University of Oklahoma campus in 1945. And we did indeed have a backstop for a gunnery range, which was known as Gun Hill. And I recall one night I had the night watch from midnight to 2 o'clock standing on a road leading right to Gun Hill. And I was guarding that Gun Hill with a wooden rifle, all part of my training. Fantastic program they had on the University of Oklahoma campus in 1940, during World War II.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for calling.
You bet.
All right. It's a great story. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Al in Carrollton. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Most tire shops will air up your tires for free, but I will say every gas station has a an inflation, like an air pump that you can pump up your own tires. And it's a good idea to do it yourself, because these guys who work at these shops don't get paid. Basically, they get paid by the job, and because they can't charge to air up your tires, they can't get paid to do it either. So if you guys can learn how to air up your own tires, it would be great.
Great. Well, Al, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Nikki in Arlington. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
Yes.
Last night, about 9:30, I heard a tremendous boom, which I assumed was lightning and thunder. And this morning, I found my giant red oak tree falling down in my neighbor's yard. I told some friends about this, and they told me that there is no such thing as thunder or lightning during a snowstorm. So I'd like to know if that was really true or not.
I think we've had this question on the show before, and I, you know, of course, my memory is often faulty, but I think that we heard that you could have lightning during a snowstorm. But we'll ask, and we'll see what the audience says.
All right, I appreciate that.
Thanks
for
calling.
Sir.
The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. And from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth Denton, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. We've got about 16 minutes. We'll squeeze in as many questions and answers as we possibly can on this snowy day in North Texas. Let's talk next to Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I used to work at NASA in Houston, and here's why the shuttle rolls over. First, they move it from the ground, from a big building to the pad, and you can't really turn it around then. I mean, it's in a fixed direction, and it's stuck in that direction. So when it takes off, that's the time to spin it over. And what it first has to do is stop flying vertically and kind of become horizontal. To go into orbit, it flies horizontal to the ground. At that point, then they roll over the shuttle and put it underneath main engines. And the reason they do that is, one, the radio signals can go to the ground easier. They don't have to go through all the engine and all that chaos. You can actually talk to the ground from the shuttle. The other thing is that those big engines actually protect the shuttle from the sonic booms and the wind drag, because that thing is going to accelerate to nearly 18,000 miles an hour, and you want to protect those fragile shuttle wings from all of that wind as you're speeding up.
Very good. Tom, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Up next is Miguel in Dallas. Hello, Miguel.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, I had a good question. Basically, been searching the Internet for a consolidating company, and as you can imagine, there's way too many. And it's just hard to identify which one would be one to select, and I was hoping maybe someone had used a local company and was happy with their service.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get a couple of suggestions for you.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. Trent emailed us. Oh, he wants to please restate the name of the place downtown to get reclaimed building products. It's Orr Reed. And they have all kinds of stuff down there. Let's see. Linda wants to know if there's a record of the most snowmen in one place. She says, I live in the village, and we have over 40 snowmen on the lawn at the country club, ranging from inches high to over 14 feet high. We are trying to have the most snowmen ever in one park. Does anyone know how many more we need? Also, if anyone wants to help build some, the Country Club is open to the public, and we'd love the help before they melt away. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Celia in Highland Village emails and says, my house is very dusty. I'm thinking about having the vents cleaned, but my husband read somewhere that it might make the problem worse by loosening the stuff in the vents. Has anyone had experience with having their vents cleaned, and does it make the dust better or worse? And we got one from, let's see, it looks like Myron. Does anyone know any roller derby schedules in Dallas or the Metroplex area? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Up next is Bob in Dallas. Hello, Bob.
Yes. I've got a question about firewalls on computers.
Mm-hmm.
I've read somewhere that you shouldn't have two firewalls running on the same computer. Well, my DSL modem has a firewall, and my computer has the Windows firewall as well. Does that mean I should turn off the Windows firewall on my computer if the DSL firewall is running?
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
A couple more, answers on the shuttle rollover. Mark at the Center for Space Sciences at UTD, thanks, Mark, says, like all rockets, it starts off going straight up, but after it gets a few thousand feet up, it tips over to an angle to start flying eastward or northeastward, depending on the flight. During this period, he says, the shuttle flies on the lower side of the external tank. Since the launch pads for the shuttle were retrofitted from the Apollo missions, the orientation of the shuttle as it lifts off isn't the proper one for doing that. So, as Tom said earlier, it has to do the roll after liftoff to get in the right orientation before it does the tip over. And Jimmy and Wiley says, according to the Ascent Guidance and Flight Control Training Manual, the shuttle rolls over to reduce strain on the vehicle's frame caused by friction with the air. Each mission launch has to send the vehicle up at a certain azimuth angle to reach the correct orbital plane, and the roll adjusts the vehicle to this angle. He says, and many of the instruments carried in the cargo hold need to be pointed toward the Earth. It also helps with communication with the ground. So I think we've got confirmation, actual bona fide confirmation of those answers. Brian writes and says, there's a place called Taylor Mark off Northwest Highway and Buckner Boulevard, taylormark.com, that does hard drive data recovery. And he says if more intensive data recovery is needed, they can facilitate sending it to a nationwide place like Drive Savers. Edith and Irving believes that Sam's Club does free flat repair on your vehicle if you're a member, and says they'll also check the pressure on your tires for free. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Myra in Wichita Falls. Hello, Myra.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't have a meteorological explanation, but I can tell you that there's absolutely thunder and lightning during a snowstorm because I've been in one.
Really?
Yes. Up here in Wichita Falls, I've been in a few snowstorms when snow's coming down in big fluffy flakes, and we've had thunder and lightning.
You know, I thought I heard something like that last night, too, but I kept just thinking it was a transformer, you know, blowing out or something. But
well,
I don't know. I don't know about last night.
Unfortunate that he lost the tree, but we've had it happen up here, so.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure. 800-933-5372.
Up next is Catherine in Dallas. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Jeff.
Yes.
I was going to say what you did about trees falling into power lines and causing flashes of light and sounds like thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And to advise people to stay away from downed power lines and call 911.
That's a really great suggestion, especially today. So thanks for calling, Catherine.
Thanks. Bye.
Michelle in Trophy Club emailed us and says there is such a thing as snow thunder. We experienced it, she writes, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. And let's talk next to Simran in Dallas. Hello, Simran.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I got a question regarding alcohol intake. My husband used to take wine once a week, just one and a half glass mm-hmm. every week. He noticed that he's getting headaches with wine, and he stopped that. And with recently, he noticed even with beer, sometimes he gets that. I would like to know if anyone has this problem or is there any other way to avoid the headaches.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You bet. We'll ask and see if we get an answer. If not today, then maybe next week, okay?
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Wade in Irving. This may have been asked earlier. Wade says, I don't think it was, but the most recent Super Bowl was the most watched television show ever. He says, how did they know that it was watched by some 100 million or so viewers? Does that mean the ratings guys know what channel I watch daily? They do an extrapolation. So what they do, Wade, is the, and I think it's still the Nielsen company, the TV ratings measuring company. They have a certain number of households that they are monitoring, and they know generally how many households have a television. So if you compare the percentage of households that have the monitoring box installed, and how many people are watching a certain broadcast. And then you just sort of extrapolate that out to the percentage of the population, and that's where they get the estimate. That's really how all ratings measurements are done, because the samples, you know, you can't monitor every single person who's watching television everywhere at once. You get some people to agree to be monitored, and then those measurements are then extrapolated to the population of people who are using television or radio or whatever it is. 800-933-5372. Up next is Ariana in Dallas. Hello, Ariana.
Yes, hi. I had a question about who picks up the dead animals, when, like the squirrels, for example, from the street.
Are you looking for someone to do it for you, or are you?
No. I'm just curious because they get picked up pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it's done by the city. And I think you can call 311 or you can go online to the City of Dallas. I know the City of Dallas website has a place where you can request a pickup. But I'm not sure exactly what department does it. It's a good question. I'd love to see what's stenciled on the side of their truck door. It's possible. Maybe it's animal control, but I don't know. Someone will know and will call us. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Robert in Van Alstine. Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
I had an answer to the firewall question earlier as to whether you should disable the Windows firewall while you have the router firewall turned on. And what a firewall does is it blocks what are called ports. Port is a way for certain types of traffic to get through, such as HTTP for internet browsing the internet or FTP for transferring files. And you typically don't want to have two firewalls turned on, because while one firewall may have those ports open for your use, the other one may have them closed. And it can be very confusing to figure out which port is open on which firewall when you try to upload a file and it doesn't work, or you try to visit a secured website over port 80, which
right.
is the port for HTTP secured, and it doesn't work. So generally what we recommend is that you either have one turned on and the other off, or vice versa.
And which one in your experience is the better one?
The Windows firewall is actually very good for what it does. It's a little bit easier to configure than the one on the router. Configuring a router firewall typically requires logging into the router by entering the gateway address in the browser bar. So it might be 192.168.1.1, logging in and then doing the configuration on each individual port. It's really one of those things that you really got to kind of know what you're doing to do it safely so you don't mess something up. And the Windows firewall will automatically block most anything dangerous or malicious from getting into your computer.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Charity says, the Sapporo Snow Festival in Japan holds the world record for most snowmen assembled in one place at one time, 12,379. And so they've got some and J.D. in Dallas. This says this was just in January. Says Dallas doesn't have a chance at the record because we just don't have enough snow. But you know, hey, folks over there at the village, it's an admirable goal. Let's see, Mario in Louisville writes, I'm a Wisconsin native, and thunder snow, as we call it, does happen. Said the comedian Louis Black even did a bit about it during one of his performances, about how he had never seen it before and that the world must have been coming to an end. W says, I've literally seen and heard thunder in a snowstorm before. You could see the flakes jump sideways as the sound boom went through. And W says it was Very, very cool. Let's see. Srinivas says, I had a similar problem with the hard drive and lost both hard drives a few weeks ago. I took them to Fry's Electronics, and they were able to recover data from one of my drives for about $70. And Janet in Dallas said, when my computer died, a friend recommended 911 mobile computer services in Addison and on Keller Springs near the Addison Airport and Tunnel. And Janet says, I know you're going to want to know whether they recovered all my data. Not yet, but they have not charged me anything yet. And she says they're still working on it. And Nicole in Dallas seconds the recommendation for Taylor Mark. Says they recovered virtually all of my data intact from my dead iMac hard drive. And she says it was about $600, half to two-thirds of what a lot of other places charge. Some recommendations there. Jerry in Dallas says multiple firewalls are not a problem. Turning off the Windows firewall might save a bit of time, but probably not enough to notice. He says more than one antivirus can cause problems and should be avoided. And Richard Mansfield said the firewall on your DSL modem is running on the modem, not on your computer. It's like a little computer itself called an appliance. And Richard says it's okay to run both, although some software you install may want to add an exception to itself in your firewall, but typically this isn't a problem. He says, I personally only use the firewall on my modem, unless I'm using my laptop somewhere else, like an airport or coffee shop, where the firewall is good to have enabled. Let's get a couple more answers before we run out of time. Let's talk to Keith in Hillsboro. Hello, Keith.
Oh, hi. Well, I'm going to agree with the previous caller about the two firewalls. You don't really need the one that's built into your DSL modem.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really hurt, but it is a hardware-based one. They're much more difficult to manage, as he obviously pointed out. The one from Windows, at least that one will stay up to date if you have updates turned on from Control Panel. So whenever the firewall needs to update itself, Microsoft will send you an update. It stays far more up to date, which is much better, and that's true. You only need one antivirus. As far as the headaches from Wine goes, I suspect that the gentleman is allergic to sulfites and that if he switched to white wine, he probably would not experience the same thing. Or, hey, do what some of us used to do, take a handful of ibuprofen before you go to bed.
All right. Well,
and my wife swears that, yes, she has lived through the end of the world when she had a big thunder snow event up in Oklahoma. When they woke up, they had 18 inches of snow, but they definitely saw thunder and lightning.
Very good. Well, Keith, thanks for calling.
You bet.
One more email before we run out of time. Kay in Arlington says, I thought everyone might like my snow ice cream recipe. One fine snowy day, 1 quart cream, 1 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, and a pinch of salt. Stir together. Scrape very top off of the snow pile. Then stir snow in a mixture until you like the consistency. She says, I usually don't have cream, so I usually use milk. She says, it's not as good, but it's not bad either. This was Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by yours truly, engineered by Nilofer Arsala, who went above and beyond the call of duty today. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answered the phone calls. Thank you very much, Fiona. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org. Sign up for the free weekly podcast while you're there. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic weekend and happy sledding.